Support for Interlochen Public Radio is provided by you and by Comfort Keepers. For over 20 years, Comfort Keepers have been providing in-home care services and keeping seniors living independently in the comfort of their own home. Learn more at comfortkeepers.com.
This is the Up North Lowdown from Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Dan Wanchura in for Ed Ronco. Coming up, the state of Michigan wants to ban the transportation of firewood across state lines for the first time since 2018. Hear why. But first, we're having a snowy winter, and that has kept road crews busy. Antrim County has received an astounding 11 feet of snow for the season, enough to fill Boardman Lake about 15 times. If you filled up milk jugs with all that snow and lined them up end to end, they would go to the moon and back around 18 times. It's astronomical, which is also how it kind of feels to be in a snowplow, as IPR's Austin Rolater explains.
How you doing, Austin?
Hey there, yeah. Hey.
When I arrived at the Antrim County Road Commission, it was 7 a.m. on New Year's Eve. All the plow trucks were already out on the road.
Greg had them started early this morning at 6:30, so this is Greg. Did you meet Greg?
Greg Spears is the foreman of the Mansalona Garage. It was his job to escort me to the plow truck that I would be riding along in.
I can't see anything. He's right in front of us with all those lights. I can't see him at all.
Yeah, it gets bad. And a lot of this is just coming off of his wing.
And this is when it started to feel like a Star Wars movie. Greg and I were in an X-wing fighter racing through the asteroids and the stars, which are really just snowflakes shooting past the window. We pulled up alongside the plow, the Millennium Falcon, to make the transfer.
Hey Chip, I'm Austin.
How you doing?
There's a lunch on the dashboard, a couple of pop cans rattling around in the cup holders. Chip's been plowing snow on this planet for 37 years.
A lot of years of pushing this stuff.
And once we get out of town, Chip puts it in hyperdrive.
This isn't no smooth ride. And when I'm plowing the center of the road, I cook it right along.
It was actually a lot like driving a spaceship. It was loud, there was a joystick, and there definitely was no center of the road to follow.
So how do you see that yellow line when there's 8 inches of snow on it? You gotta go find it.
How do you know where the middle of the road is?
I can feel the leading of the road with my body. I can feel that I'm leaning this way.
He's Han Solo, braving the unknown with maybe even a little dash of chivalry.
I want this road as good for Joe Public out there as I do for my wife to drive on. That's my goal at the end of the day.
Eventually, Greg returned to take me back to base. I thought my day with the intergalactic snowplow crew was over. But then the radio chirped.
Good. Yeah, I'm stuck on the crossover from Vance.
Is that plow truck stuck? Are we going to go there?
Again?
We're not. I hop back into Greg's truck, and just like that, we're off on another mission to save the day.
He's completely sideways in the road. It's gonna be tricky, but we'll see what we can do.
I had no idea snowplows got stuck, honestly.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Oh, my God. This is a huge machine. And it's stuck in the snow like my Toyota Camry.
This is honestly just kind of a typical day for us.
Another plow came to the rescue. Greg tied the two trucks together.
This end through, and we'll use that clevis on his end.
The tow strap is taut, a little tug, wow.
In a violent burst, the rescue truck jerked backwards. And now it's getting into dangerous territory because the truck is tilted up onto the snowbank. His plow is dragging in front of him, pulling all the snow. It was a tense moment. Eventually, the rescue plow was able to pull the other plow out of the snowbank back onto solid ground. And it looks like it was a success. Hey, nice work, y'all. Thick puffs of snow fell from the sky as we loaded back onto the X-Wing fighter. On the way back to base, I asked Greg just what does all this snow mean to you?
Well, when I retire, I'm going somewhere where I don't see it. I can tell you that.
For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Austin Rolater in a galaxy far, far away. Or maybe just Antrim County.
The state of Michigan wants to ban the transportation of firewood across state lines for the first time since 2018. Now, the goal is to slow and prevent the spread of certain invasive insects and diseases that could take a toll on farms and forests. But critics argue the policy is a cop-out from meaningful invasive species management. IPR environment reporter Ellie Katz has more.
State regulators first proposed this ban on untreated firewood back in 2021. A number of invasive pests and diseases can travel in firewood, like the Asian longhorn beetle, the spotted lanternfly, oak wilt, and beech bark disease, all of which the state wants to slow down or prevent. But this isn't the first time Michigan has tried this. There was a firewood ban between 2005 and 2018, when invasive emerald ash borers were a problem. That didn't work. Michigan lost tens of millions of ash trees, basically wiping the species out of the state. Russ Mason, who's a former wildlife chief at the Michigan DNR and now serves as a lobbyist for conservation groups, says there's a clear reason bans don't work.
It's not exactly virtue signaling, but it's something in that category. So government can tell the people and tell legislators that they're doing something about a problem when in fact they're doing little, if nothing at all.
The Michigan Department of Agriculture and Rural Development, or MDARD, said bans are just one of many methods they use to combat invasive species. Tim Boring, director of MDARD, pointed to the agency's monitoring efforts.
We have very aggressive observation measures in place here to make sure that we're adequately tracking a lot of the spread of these different invasive species across the state. We work closely with other, state agencies and federal agencies about how we might be implementing quarantines or restrictions.
The agency also funds mitigation of known invasive species in Michigan. But Mason thinks too many resources go to crisis management.
Things would be so much smoother and undoubtedly better if we plan and implement it for the future, as opposed to waiting for some fire to break out someplace that we have to put out or mitigate in some way.
He said he'd rather see money for things like breeding and propagating hybrid trees, for example, which could better withstand new pests. Public comment on the proposed firewood restrictions is open until February 9th. For IPR News, I'm Ellie Katz.
And before we go, a quick look at an IPR event. Classical IPR presents the inaugural Concertino Club at City Opera House, featuring Invoke Quartet. And the idea is to create a community among people who attend concerts alone. Tickets are on sale now and include access to a pre-show reception and a seat at the performance tonight at 7:30. Details on our website, iprnews.org. Just click Stuff to Do and then IPR Events. And that's the Up North Lowdown for Friday, January 30th. I'm Dan Wanchura. Thanks for tuning in.